My life goes like this. I have an amazing summer, an epic senior year, and then I go to college. I do it my way, and I do it without him.
What happened between your father and me has... it's complicated.
Mom says you're just like Dad. Says you're always full of big plans.
This is an adventure that I want to share with only two people on the whole planet. Jules and Cyrus, my children.
We're not going. I don't care what he's discovered.
God knows where we are and which way we're going. Then, we're not lost, are we? Dad, we made it!
Why isn't he here?
So far, we've been jumped in the ocean, had lunch in a treehouse, been blown away by a volcano. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next!
This is the way. Walk in it.
Folks, I'll tell you, things have changed around here that last week. The last couple of weeks, there have been more people working at this church in terms of inside and getting things ready. And I encourage you, if you can, before you leave here in just a few minutes, walk and take a stroll throughout the rooms and just pray as you do. But your Sunday school class and Bible study small group room, I can guarantee you, has been transformed. It doesn't look quite like it did. And I appreciate it. And just a reminder, there is no Bible study or Sunday school once we finish here this morning. We are finished, and then we began vacation Bible school last week. Some have said, I put up my picture on the far left side. Some of you have said, you put up my picture. Talking about you. Well, here we are, folks, and we are creating a journey off the map, trust me. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in the message before we close our church, our worship time in prayer today. But it's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a fun time. And you pray for Vacation Bible School. A lot of work has been done. Everything from buying food for meals to the study to prepare to teach. And you know, folks, Bible school was started for one reason in the Southern Baptist Convention. It's to lead children to Jesus. And y'all know my story. I stand here today because of the Bible school of Olive Springs. I came here when I was 8 years old as my first vacation Bible school. And then my family and I did not join here. We were at Rose Lane Baptist in Marietta until I was 11 or 10. But we went to every Bible school, including the picture in the chapel back during those days. And though Bible school has changed drastically, in a good way, we used to march in, we used to gather in front of the church out here, but we also had another 40 feet without a road because it was a two-lane road. We marched in with the flags. We did what we're going to do in just a few minutes. We pledge allegiance to the Bible, to the American flag, and to the Christian flag. And I can still remember Marion Compton sitting over where Jim Wallace is playing. You older folks, you'll know what I'm talking about. You younger folks will have no clue. The stand-up, sit-down chord. Do you all remember? Anybody remember that? Okay, anybody? Okay, Connie, I know you do. Raise your hand. You were with me. Yeah, that's it. Jim, hey, that's it. You know? And that told us to stand up and sit down. You just got to understand, those were some days. But you know, I was taught Jesus here. And on the very first night of Vacation Bible School, these kids will be confronted with Jesus, unashamedly. And I'm excited. I'm excited all the way around. It's going to be a great year and a great Vacation Bible School. West Cobb Baptist Church is also helping us. They've got about 6 workers and leaders are going to be here with us. And it's just been a great journey leading up to this journey as well. Now, George is out of town. He goes to Ridgecrest Music Conference in Ridgecrest, North Carolina. But the guy playing the piano, you all know, we usually have him directing. If Keith does, he'll call him when Keith's not here to direct. But Jim's playing piano for us. Doesn't Jim do a great job? You know? I appreciate you, bud. Jim says, I love to play. It's obvious. He's one of those guys, in my opinion, that knows how to play piano, but he has a gift in playing. You can tell it very easy as well. Then a couple other things. Next Sunday, Keith and I are going to switch roles. Keith is preaching. next Sunday morning, a sermon about prayer, and I'm doing the music. So we are completely switching roles. I am nervous as a cat. And he says he is too. Preaching is fine, but boy, when I switch gears, I get really nervous. But we're going to have a good time next week, and this guy's an incredible preacher, and I'm excited about it. Lisa, does he do a good job preaching? Yeah, of course. You better say yes, or he'll come get you. So be back next Sunday. We'll kind of be back to somewhat normal. Today, we want to show you a little bit of Vacation Bible School. You just saw the message of what we're going to be doing throughout the whole week. But I am so glad you're here. I want us to begin our worship service with a time of prayer. And then Daniel's going to come. Daniel is doing our worship rally. He is in charge of it. So we figured this morning, Daniel and the kids would give you a little smidgen of what's going on with the worship rally. Used to in Vacation Bible School, we called it joint worship. Now, none of you remember that. Only Connie did remember the other one, so you don't remember that. But now we call it worship rally, and that's good. That's great. Plus, we've got all the technological stuff to be able to do things, and it's exciting. But they're going to come up in just a minute after I pray and lead us in a time, and you kind of loosen up. You know, we want you to relax this morning and enjoy being in the house of God. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we're all on a journey. And in that journey, we face obstacles that some are so big that we think, first of all, we can't get over them, under them, or around them. But you just simply told us, and you told Isaiah, this is the way, walk in it. So, Lord, our emphasis is on the way and the fact that you told us to walk, just like you taught us to walk. So, Father, this morning, may we learn that all over again. And then, Father, what we teach our kids for Vacation Bible School, may they learn that simple, simple statement. This is the way. Walk in it. Lord, you've made it very clear, and you stood and made it very clear to Thomas right there by the sea one day when you said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man will ever come to the Father but by me. So, Lord, there's no other way. You're it. There's no plan B. Plan A is Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for the privilege this week and this morning to preach Jesus. I thank you and I praise you in the very name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
So we're going to do Journey Off the Map. That's going to be our opening song every day during VBS. Our kids that we have here, I call them kids, they're all getting grown and getting ready for college, if not getting close. They just really were willing to come out and help us do all this and participate. So I'm really proud of them, and they're gonna give it a really good try all week long. And so you can stand up if you want. You can sit down if you want, if you're tired. But we're going to stand up and dance. And this is Journey Off the Map. This is our first song for BBS.
Guys.
everybody that's wearing a green shirt, that was rehearsal for all of y'all. Next week, or tomorrow night, we all do that together. So loosen up your muscles. And those of you that are not wearing a green shirt, remember, I'm colorblind, they say, so that means this could be most any color, but it looks green to me. But those of you that are not, that was rehearsal. We're going to send a videotape home with you so that you can learn that. And next Sunday, the whole church is going to do those motions standing up. I just think that'd be a wonderful idea, wouldn't you? That also helped me on the music next week, too, as well. But isn't it good to be here? Are you relaxed? Good. I'm glad. Stand up with me. Would you do that? And as you do, find you someone and hug them, and let's welcome everybody to worship. Would you do that right now?
May our homes be filled with dancing. May our streets be filled with joy. As the people turn to pray, from the mountain to the valley, hear our praises rise to you. Hear our singing, fill the air. May our light shine in the darkness as we walk before the cross. May your glory fill the
scripture this morning. I'm going to back up just a couple of verses, but then we're going to conclude with Isaiah chapter 30, and that last, well, the verse for our theme for VBS 21. But I want to back up to verse 19, and it says this: "For you people will live on Zion and Jerusalem and will never cry again. He will show favor to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears, he will answer you. And the Lord will give you meager bread and water during oppression. But your teacher will not hide himself any longer. Your eyes will see your teacher. And then when you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear this command before you. This is the way. Walk in it." You know what my prayer is for us this week is that, and whenever you turn from the right to the left this week, your ears will hear this command: this is the way. Walk in it. Maybe it's a way you're wanting to walk your own way, and all of a sudden in your ear you hear, this is the way. Walk in it. You know, that's what we want to teach our children. The folks, let's don't miss the mark. This is what God is wanting to teach you and me. We've already proven our track record. We do our own thing. That's a pretty much duh in this world. We've got to go back as adults and live, this is the way, walk in it to everybody we meet. No matter what. And you remember I've said it, and I believe it with everything I got in me. Churches, evangelical churches, are moving into a time really quicker than I thought of having to take a stand. These kids are having to take a stand, and will even more. You will have to take, I will, even preachers are having to stand up for what we preach. Heavens, we're even being sued because of some things that we say from the pulpit that are normal stuff. It's scary what's going on in this day and time. But folks, don't you ever forget, God is still on His throne. He is sovereign Lord. He is in control. I don't care who's president. I don't care who's Secretary of State. I don't care who's Secretary of the Armed Services. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? Yeah. That's what we have to teach us every day. And that's what we have such an honor to share with children. A simple statement. This is the way. Walk in it. Wow. Let's pray. And after that prayer, Daniel and our group's going to come back together and do another one of our songs for Vacation Bible School. I was kidding about next Sunday, but still, enjoy and be a part as well. Let's pray together. Father, you've given us, you gave to Isaiah a very simple command. And Lord, it's in the imperative, there's no doubt. But that command said that wherever we go, right or left, may we hear in our ear all the time that you've said, this is the way, your way. Now we're to walk like you've taught us to walk. So Lord, it's like we said a minute ago, two words, way and walk. But what do they mean? How can we follow you more and love you more? And how can we walk in that way stronger and even straighter than we have ever done? Father, I pray for wisdom this week. Wisdom that, yes, we've prepared and we're ready to teach in every way possible, and how these folks, all these last few weeks and months, but especially as they've gotten together these last few weeks right here at the church, all the preparation, all the decoration, everything that's happened. Lord, I know their hearts. You know their hearts. They do it for one reason, to teach this very scripture, to preach Jesus. And so, Lord, that's my prayer for Vacation Bible School. And not only for Vacation Bible School, that's my prayer for all of us in here. Oftentimes we think, well, that's just for Vacation Bible School. Lord, as we've said and we say at the seminary, that'll preach. And boy, will that preach, that statement. So, Father, we can count on you. You are sovereign God. And you have told us the way. Now we got to walk in it. May it be so, Father. May it be so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. During this next segment of our worship service, I just led our congregation in prayer for Vacation Bible School. Jim Wallace, in the absence of our pianist, George Sims, was playing the piano, and you may hear people in the background just standing up and praying. That's what happened throughout the entire part of the worship service. I hope you'll join us as you listen to this CD, and especially this music now, and remember us this week in Vacation Bible School at Olive Springs. God bless you. Someone else. Wow. Any more?
Just be a constant prayer, Father.
Someone else. Anyone? Someone else. Someone else. Someone else, anyone?
anyone else. You know, the Bible says to be still and know that I am God, and without God Himself, there is no other. So just take a minute, would you? Let's just relax and be still. Don't let the stuff of last week and this coming week and even what we're going to do when we leave here in just a minute overwhelm you. Just relax for a second in the Lord. Just allow everything that you have focus on Jesus Christ. Whatever that is, if that's a symbol of Jesus, if that's an empty tomb, whatever, would you just focus on the Lord?
Stay.